Blog Talk Radio.
Peace to the ancestors. Yes. Peace to Dr. Cornell West. Yes. Peace to the movement. Yes. We came from the bottom. Ever since they got us, we've been going through these problems. 400 years behind, and it's no promise that we gon' never actually be equal, to be honest. It's messed up how they put us in chains, kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options, rob or slain. Now we locked up a game. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states. Working your forms, black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your wars, but you'll never show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? It never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I wanna get paid enough to round up all my family and shake.
Get up, get up.
Might work, still a couple of quirks. Can't call it pancakes, cause you pour some syrup. It's a whole lot bigger than a pretty new house, especially when the rodent's still running about. P. Diddy running marathons, racing dough. That's going to the school where the tax money go. Homeland Security, now there's a phenomenon. Pacifying folks by hanging Saddam. Troops still riding, still obliging, still no Bin Laden. Tuned in, waiting for the president's announcements. No 40 acres. Take these 40 ounces. We ain't gon' get on the levees. Revolution televised early. Is you ready?
Why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young. America, locked me up and gave me your name.
When you steady being forced to climb the shit ahead. Have you beat and lost your mind? Especially when you done been down for so much time. Getting up don't even really ever cross your mind. You got pawn shop, gun shop, liquor store sign. SWAT team, crack fiends, unemployed line. Stay late, dollar short, trying to buy time. What we do to survive is defined as a life of crime. You can't ball, then you forced to grind. If you fall, then you cross the line. And I've been putting in work from 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. This phone call cost a dime. What it made me is one of the relevant, highly intelligent brothers not only dealing with this. Same drugs selling. If I'm a hustler, then what's more American? We all founded on the same drug
America,
heritage.
Why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young. America, locked me up and gave me your name.
America, 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 you know the black freedom movement constitutes more conscious. You know we've been trying to redeem the soul of the nation. These other nations are trying to render us soulless. But we're our soulful people, the blues people. We've been keeping alive the same banner of democracy. Thank God for those who came before. We shall never forget them and always move forward with grace and dignity.
America, why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young. America, locked me up and gave me your name. America, why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young. America, locked me up and gave me your name.
America, America, can you hear me tonight? This is Dr. Tatum coming live with Dr. Mary Lee Live as we talk about incredible 400 black women. We have a very exciting show lineup. That song you just heard, America, was produced by Hidden Beach Records back in 2006, produced by Dr. Cornell West, Professor West, and that first rapper was I Riz the Moment, my son. and followed by Rod Digger, Black Thought, and then Dr. Cornel West himself. The music was produced by my oldest son, Corey Coach Tatum. We have an exciting program lineup tonight. Like I said, we're going to be talking about incredible 400 black women. We have a young lady by the name of Paula Clark. She is the CEO and founder of Inventor Door Decor. She will be our guest tonight. And we'll be hearing from Dr. Cannon later. He is the co-producer and co-host with Dr. Mary Lee Live. He is the father of entertainer Nick Cannon. And I'm going to bring on Mr. Michael Times as we prepare for tonight's show on Dr. Mary Lee Live. Mr. Times, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, the ball is in your court, sir.
Okay, appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Cannon, Mr. Tatum. So as Mr. Tatum said, my name is Michael. I primarily act as a community advocate for self-sufficiency and socioeconomic opportunity in the black community, as well as an educator primarily but not exclusively on issues facing the community, such as socioeconomic disparities and systemic barriers in the community impeding things like better health, wealth, and opportunities. As Mr. Tatum said, we want to bring on the host of the show, Dr. Lee, or if Dr. Cannon is there, actually, we should allow some time for him to come in and give his opening remarks before we get into the meat of the discussion today. So, Dr. Cannon, are you there? All right. Well, if Dr. Cannon isn't there, I'd like to bring on Dr. Mary Lee so we can get the introduction out of the way, and then we can get into this very, what I assume will be interesting and educating conversation. Dr. Lee, are you there?
Yes, and thank you so very much. You're absolutely right. This is going to be a very interesting night tonight. I'm very excited about it. I want to thank all of my co-hosts and our team, Dr. Cannon, Annetta in her absence, Dr. Tatum, and of course, I appreciate so much Michael and Dr. Cannon. We're going to first ask everyone, all of our guests who are on tonight, your lines are open, so I'm going to ask you to please mute your phones. Someone is clearing up her throat, and we can hear you, so and you know who you are, but we don't need to tell us who you are. But you, would everyone please just mute your phones, and when we're ready for you to speak, and then we will call on you, and then you will unmute your phones at that time. So I'm going to ask everyone once again, as we're still hearing quite a bit of noise in the background, I'm going to ask everyone to please mute your telephones, everyone. Okay. We need someone else to mute your phone. Okay. Thank you very much. I think we got it now. So we certainly appreciate you and we welcome you. We're, of course, this is Dr. Mary Lee, and our endeavor here is to provide help services, primarily financial access. We want to provide access to funding by way of grants, capital funding, in the way of venture capital and corporate foundations. And just there's just so much out there that's available to the black community that we don't know anything about. Passion, and it has been for so many years, is entrepreneurship for every person who wishes it. But and I believe that as far as the universe is concerned, that all of us are entitled, and I do believe meant to earned from our dreams and our desires. I've always said over so many times that when there's something, you have a drive or a passion for doing something, and it was placed there by our creator. And that is where your livelihood lies, really. And so as a people, we were kidnapped. Our identity and our skills and our abilities were all suppressed. Say, of course, our freedom was taken away, but our gifts and talents were suppressed. We weren't allowed to utilize our gifts and talents and as an income, to create an income for ourselves, which we had done, you know, many, many, many years ago. So now I certainly believe and feel that the time is now. I feel that we're making a shift. A shift is taking place so that we can rightfully, regain what is rightfully ours. And in order to do this, it takes an African unity. And so it's certainly my desire, to change the lives of our people, all the underserved within our underserved community. So this is part of H.R. 1242. And before we go on, I am going to ask Dr. Tatum if you would come back and just share a little bit about what H.R. 1242 is all about. And while Dr. Tatum is coming back, I'm going to ask, okay, maybe everyone's got their lines muted. I was hearing a little bit more background noise. So if you would, please, Dr. Tatum.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Mary Lee, for that brief overview about the show and also introduction of H.R. 1242. As Dr. Lee had mentioned, if you have a computer or you can get on the internet, the bill H.R. 1242 became law 11502 back in January of 2018, signed by Congress. This allows the stories of African Americans to be told in this country from 1619 to 2019. Just recently, about a month ago, we've been extended beyond 2019 to next year of July 1st, 2022. And we would have the opportunity to share our stories of the narrative through music, through films, through book writing, through traveling across the nation to articulate what our experiences in America have been, enslaved people. One of the things we want to do as a collective, working with Dr. Mary Lee Live, is to try to take away what was done to us with the Lost Cause, the Daughters of the Confederate. They brought in false narratives about after slavery in 1865, Reconstruction, saying that slaves were happy being slaves and they enjoyed being with their masters, and tried to lessen the things they'd done to us and all the terrible crimes that they perpetrated on us just recently, last week or so, 100 years celebration, not celebration, but honoring the memory of the Tulsa situation massacre where over 300 African-Americans were killed, 10,000 people were displaced, all because of a false allegation of a young black shoeshine boy by a lady named Sarah Page said that she was sexually assaulted on an elevator. And that weekend of May 31st to June 1st, they were bombed from the sky in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in the Greenwood District. Over 35 blocks were burnt down, over two or three theaters, stores, schools, professional people were there. And for the first time in American history, a sitting president was able to visit President Joe Biden. Actually visit the location, and now they're starting the process for reparations. So H.R. 1242 will tell stories like that incorporated in our schools, because the more they know about the plight of African Americans, enslaved people from 1619, even some of the things we're dealing with the George Floyd and stuff, we'll be able to heal as a nation. So that's a little bit about what we're doing, and we're doing what we call 4 years and beyond, and our goal is to raise $1 billion-plus before July 1st, 2022, so we can disseminate it through the forms of grants to help people of color tell our story in the most accurate way we know how. Thank you, Dr. Merrily.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Tatum. And we're also organizing. We're also organizing our collectives of men and women, incredible Black men and women, in order to help each and every one of your businesses to find some financing or become a part of these dollars. There's like a number, quite a large number of billionaires who have pledged and actually set aside funding for Black businesses, women, men, et cetera. And as a collective, we will be going through the Neighborhood Commerce Institute in order to meet your budget for whatever type of businesses you're doing. And, of course, realistic budgets. However, we are not limiting ourselves. And we're going to take every single budget, every single person, entrepreneur who joins become a part of the Neighborhood Commerce Collective will be represented. Will be represented as we go and seek these funding from these billionaires. So before we go on, I see that Dr. Cannon has joined us. And welcome, Dr. Cannon. We appreciate you. And this is your time, sir.
Outstanding, everybody. You know, when we think about, you know, the slogan, none of us is good as all of us, you know, it's a powerful slogan. But that means, you know, if we all come to the table hungry and carnivorous, if we come to our families hungry and carnivorous for ideals and to share and to grow together. Sometimes, you know, we forget that we have family members, for those of us that have family. And, you know, sometimes we say with our family, I love them, but I don't mess with them. But then we say we want to buy Black, we should support Black. Well, if we support our families, and we find who in our family that we can do something with, we can mentor, or we can partner with, or we can create together. You know, a lot of the beautiful concepts that's been shared on entrepreneurship on Dr. Lee's program, particularly the last 3 weeks, have been powerful women who have come together and unified. And they work with but my question is, what about the family? The tools and the things that we've learned, can we take them home? So we don't bring the pain home, we want to bring the profit home. Is anybody in your family that could be your vice president or your treasurer? They may not know how to do it, but can you mentor them? And to the point where they can handle that you can delegate to them, so you build a team right there within your family. Could be you and your sister, could be you and your brother, could be Papa and his son, it could be Mama and her daughter, or it could be the whole family. And together we can work to a point where we're putting money in the bank account together. We're building a business together. We're working our passions out together. That's just what I want to encourage tonight, because what I've heard is outstanding businesses with outstanding ladies building powerful businesses. And I think together can Mama and Papa do it together? Can husband and wife build a business together where your wife is your secretary or your wife is your vice president, that every day instead of going to work and building relationships with strangers and making money with strangers, a lot of times we say, I love my relatives, but I don't mess with them. That means I don't do business with them. I don't introduce them to my business contacts. The question is, can we change that up, y'all? The things that we're learning about business and entrepreneurship and making money and doing projects and programs, can we still go back home, do that with the family? What I like about the Asian community, they teach that older brother that if you learn algebra, then you come home and teach your younger brother. So when he goes to that algebra class, he's already been taught by his older brother how to get through that class, how to ace that class. They go home and they teach it to their families to make it easier. They give them some hand-me-down knowledge. We take our hand-me-down knowledge, throw it away. I'm saying let's bring it back home. Can you do something with your family? Can we partner business together? Dr. Lee, I appreciate you so very much for the show, for your audience today. I really do, and I'm sitting back listening. I'm going to fall back here and listen as they continue to share.
Thank you so much, and you're absolutely right. We, as families, it is beyond time for us as a black people to come together and to unify, starting with our families. And so we want to put forth every effort in order to do so. You know, maybe it's a generation. We don't know which generation is really going to happen, where it's going to come into full activity, but we continue to keep on working towards that. And so we're going to, before moving on, I think we'll go back to Michael, and if you would, and then we will go to our special guest tonight. And I want to ask one more time, please mute your telephones, because we're still hearing ruffling noises and that sort of thing, and it does interfere with the show. And we don't want to have to go and just turn off everybody's phones and then have to come back. So we're just asking you to please double check your phone. Be sure it is muted. Thank you. Michael.
Was there anything specific you wanted me to touch on, Dr.
No,
Lee?
No, just if you had any comments, or before we actually get started with our incredible black woman tonight.
I think Dr. Cannon pretty much, you know, he mostly in agreement with what he said. I think he said that all that needs to be said. So I'm, I guess, okay. I don't have any comments right now.
Okay, thank you so much. Paula Clark, hello, are you here? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I am here. How are you?
Doing very well,
can
and
you
how
me?
Are you? Yes, we can hear
I
you
am,
very well.
Thank you. I am super terrific.
Great. I know you had an exciting day today, but before we get into your day, I want the audience, our listening audience, to know just a little bit about you. Founder, inventor, and CEO of The Door Decor for Whatever You Celebrate. Paula Clark started singing at the early age of 4 years old. In her family home, singing, playing music was a daily commonplace, in addition to growing up within the same block where Berry Gordy had resided. The Motown sound and the artists were family. Paula's mom played concert piano and sang in the women's chorus in church. Within the musical structure surrounding all of the children, they were not only encouraged but expected to display their talents, joining in at every open opportunity. They doo-wopped in the background while receiving their first lessons in harmonizing until they were good enough to sing in actual studio sessions and plays touring across the globe as a background singer and opening act for major artists, recording radio and TV commercials. Paula slowed down to care for her newborn son and attend college, studying laboratory technology. This is where she began to transition into the healthcare. She began to transition into the healthcare industry, into the medical field, as a first responder with a co-team of nine other members covering nine different hospital emergency services for critical patients. She also assisted ambulance airlifting of critical patients straight to the rooftop, then to either the operating room or the cardiac catheterization lab. Working in a prison and state penitentiary, performing dialysis on inmates was part of her journey to establishing her own home care agency that now affords her, in part, to fund her door decor invention, as well as perform beta testing, structure the business, and contract services as accounting and legal as needed. Paula has traveled to China and other places overseas, to source materials needed to create her first prototype at home. Door Decor LLC, for whatever you celebrate, was invented or what she felt a necessity to bring door decorations into the 20th century electronically. Okay, Paula, what do you have to add to that?
Wow, that sounds really good. that's all true. I am the CEO and founder of Door Decor, and I did come up with the invention as a way of, via way of necessity. First of all, I just like to say thank you to all of you guys, Michael Tynes, Dr. Greg Tatum, yourself, Dr. Mary Lee, and also James Cannon, just for giving me the opportunity to tell my story and to give you some really big insight on the product. I just really like to say thank you, and I appreciate all that you guys are doing. I love the vision, and I'm here wholeheartedly. Whatever I can do, I would like to do. So I can talk about, maybe I could talk about how I came up with the idea. It was, I thought was out of necessity.
Before we go there, Paula, before we go there, can you hear me okay?
Sure. Yes, I can.
Okay, before we go there, are you related to the Clark sisters?
Are you
related to the Clark?
No, I am not.
Okay.
No, but I do know them very well. I sang with them on occasion because it was in my family, we also had six girls. And at one point in time, Maddie Moss Clark, which is their mom, was one of my dialysis patients before she made her transition. So I know them very well. The musical Motown circle is a small circle. So, yeah.
Okay.
All of those are
and so,
wonderful singers.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. So
you had
also, yes, you sang with some of Motown best. And can you share some of those experiences with us?
Sure. I sang behind Patti LaBelle at one point. I did some couple events where I sang with Whitney when she did the Sparkle movie here in Detroit. I've sang behind Anita Baker. I've sang, did a lot of commercials and jingles and radio television commercials, which I used to create. I worked with a gentleman by the name of Bob Baldwin. He's a jazz artist. He writes for a lot of Phil Perry, Vesta, Will Downing, and together we would create radio jingles across the country. So we did CD 101 in New York. We did some Atlanta stations, a lot of the Michigan stations. Anytime he got a contract, him and I would create them. And then my godbrother, Kern Brantley, and Valdez Brantley, together they have probably traveled this world maybe 11 times apiece. I know my Kern has went to Africa 9 times because he is a MD, and he has maybe like 700 artists on his list, from Beyonce to you name it, Biggie Smalls, Mary J. Blige, Aaliyah. That's just a few of the, even Lady Gaga, J.J. Lin, who is an artist from China, who's like the Michael Jackson of China. Anybody you can think of, anybody who was on top at any time. The two of my brothers, they were either MD or they were the programmers for it. So a lot of my work and background work I got from them.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so very much. So very interesting. Okay, so tell us a little bit about your invention and how did you, where did the idea come from?
Well, I'd like to say, first of all, in my home, in my structure, family, my mom always encouraged creativity. She sang in, you know, as well, but was very forthcoming about whatever you wanted to do. Her and my dad, they would facilitate it. If you played an instrument, they'd go get it. If you painted, I have a couple of sisters who painted, they would go get paint. And even if you changed your mind, whatever you wanted to do, they made sure you had enough supplies to do whatever you wanted to do. So it was very comfortable to explore at a very young age, and it was just open. And my dad was kind of like the financer. So my mom would be going around, shopping around for the 8 kids. But everybody got a chance to explore anything they wanted to do. So her being a decorator and a school teacher allowed me at a very early age to decorate my own room, where I kind of caught the bug of creativity. And so I was able to go with her and pick things out and go to design centers, which I didn't know at the time what it was. And so later on down the line, and I started doing design for other people's homes, I just became very intrigued and very comfortable with, you know, decorating in general. So on the evening that I came up with the idea, I was, it was the holiday season, it was Christmas time, and I was trying to decorate my door in the regular fashion. You know, it's where you would put like wrapping paper on the door and then stick a wreath on top of it. Well, my fiance at the time, my ex-fiance, I should say, was actually coming in and out of town because he was the associate director for Central Michigan University, so he traveled a lot. And by him not being there, he was on his way there. I ended up doing a lot of the decorations myself. It was a holiday party for several couples, and so as I'm trying to decorate the door, I would try to put I would try to put the paper onto the door and tape the top, and it would roll down on my head. And as I try to do the bottom and hold the top, then it would roll up from the bottom. So by him being 6'4", usually he would just hold it and tape it, and we go on to the next thing. So I'm cooking, and I'm trying to do all this stuff at the same time. And I decided in my head, I said, well, you know, it would be great if I had a better way to decorate this door. Maybe if I had something like a fitted sheet, I can just cover the door with like a twin size sheet and go on to the next thing. You know, I could decorate the tree and keep it moving. Well, that evening went off without a hitch. About a week later, I went to visit a girlfriend of mine in Tennessee, and I was telling her about the idea. And a week later, and she was like, well, let's see what we can do. So we went to the dollar store. She gave me one of her twin size sheets from one of her kids. And we bought glue and glitter and Christmas lights, and we put all the stuff together. Mm-hmm. Well, at least I did. She watched. So we, over her table in the kitchen, with her island in her kitchen, we stretched out this fitted sheet, and I drew a birthday cake and balloons, and I put the glitter on it. I stuck holes all in it, and then I took some Christmas lights and punched it through the holes that I had created. Well, it looked really beautiful on the island until I go to her walk-in closet, put it on the door, close the door, turn the lights on, and all I see is white. So I'm like, oh, my God, this didn't go over well. I spent all this time on this wonderful picture, and it didn't look right. So that only intrigued me and made me want to, you know, better it. So during my research and development, the whole concept kept changing over time as I would use certain materials, and it didn't work. So I tried duck fabric, which is kind of like the fabric that you use when you know, on your deck or your patio, the material that doesn't fade and it can stay outside. Because I'm thinking as an indoor and outdoor product, I'm going to need something that's durable, waterproof, and all that kind of stuff. The fabric changed, the lighting changed. We tried everything. We tried solar lighting. We tried LED lights. We tried, you name it. So forward, now the product is totally different. It's not material. It actually has a polyurethane two-sheet ply sheet on the door cover. So if I can explain it to you, you guys are with me. You gotta use your imagination because I did send an email to you, Dr. Marley, and what it looks like. Okay.
And I also sent it to the Neighborhood Commerce Institute and the incredible 400 years. Just so
thank
you guys
you
can
so
kind of
much.
See what it looks like. Yeah.
Thank you.
If you wanted to pull that up. Yeah, if you want to pull it up, you can take a look at it. And
okay.
So now I go to China, I'm sourcing materials, and I go, I talk to the people in Pakistan and help me create the prototype. So they finished the prototype, and it is a beautiful door adornment, and it has all these wonderful features. So now it has a backlight. It has what is like a PVC coating that you can print on. It's a clear coating that looks kind of like a laminate almost. And the artwork is printed on that. And it has a canvas layer under that. And then there's a backlight that shines through both layers. So you get a picture that looks like a television on your front door.
Oh,
with
wow.
That, yeah, it's beautiful. With that, it comes with a remote, and it has an app. And the features are it will respond to all of your emergency services. Of course, I was the first responder for many years. So what happens is with the remote, and it also connects to your alarm systems too. Like if you have a nationwide alarm system, it will connect to that as well. So on the remote, you will hold the panic button down, and it has an audible, right? The audible is a pre-recorded audible, and as you hold that panic button down, say, for instance, you've fallen in the house, you can't get up, or someone's had a heart attack, or the baby is sick, something happened in the house, and you're alone, you can grab the remote, and it's also, we're working on voice activation right now, but you can hold that panic button down, and what happens at that time, from the outside, that door flashes, the whole door, with the artwork
wow.
in front of it. It flashes, and it says, please be advised, there's an emergency at this location, as it's flashing, and then it goes, and it has a different sound because you can't have the same sound, of course, of sirens, police sirens or ambulances or even fire trucks. I had to do that research where I had to figure out a sound that doesn't have the same sound as those services. So anyway, it has its own sound. So it's beeping and it's saying, please be advised, there's an emergency at this location. It's on a loop, please be advised, there's an emergency at this location. That's one feature that has an audible. The second audible feature is the one you create yourself. So if it's your birthday, Dr. Mary Lee or Dr. Cannon, say, for instance, it's your birthday and you have a big birthday bash for your family, what you can do at that moment, you hold a remote, a separate button, you hold that down for 30 seconds, and you can personalize it to say whatever you wanted to say. You can just scream happy birthday, or you can actually hold the button down and play 30 seconds of Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday to you, you know. So, and then once you release it, it's that recorder stays. So anytime somebody comes within 15 feet of your door on your birthday, it'll sing Happy Birthday or scream Happy Birthday.
Oh, my.
So that's two, that's two features of recorded functions. And then, of course, the connections to your alarm system, fire, police, and 911. So that's why it's door to core, whatever you celebrate. So when I did all this research, I finally got the product going. I was just jotting down on how many different varieties that I could have, you know, to celebrate whatever. And I came up with over 7,000 varieties, which let me know I was on it. Because not only is it nothing like it that I could see, because I do check the USPTO. Almost monthly. There's nothing like it in the world just yet. It has its own market, but it also dips into the balloon market, the flag market. So we will license it as well. So we can license it to all of your Major League Baseball, football, basketball, hockey, soccer. We will license it with Marvel characters, your Batman, Superman, Spider-Man, Wakanda. And then we have restaurant doors where you can put your store hours on there, real estate doors, with all the same functions and features. So it is really whatever you celebrate. So we do baby announcements and gender reveals, memory of. So someone could typically purchase this product for you before you're born and after you have made your transition and every single thing in between, graduations, New Year's Eve, Easter, mm-hmm. you name it. And then we also have, lastly, we have a couture corner on the website that we're working on. So say, for instance, you have a dog, you know, people love their animals. You can send us a picture of your dog, right? And so you get four options. You get your, you send in the picture, you get to choose your font, and a few words to say above the picture, and then you will get the recorded feature. And you'll choose the color that you want to go on the background. And so at that point, we send you back your door decor of your dog, and you can record him barking. So if somebody comes to your door within 15 feet, the dog will just bark, you know. I mean, it's open. People have different types of animals. There's really over 7,000 varieties. And because you can customize your own, you could do whatever. So we I also have a celebrity. A celebrity endorser, Tommy Hearns, is a good friend of mine, and he's endorsing a product. So we've been doing commercials with him because years ago when I was doing a lot of singing when I was younger, I used to sing for boxing matches. I would sing the national anthem before the ring girls come out and then the boxer. So I sang for Tommy to fight many years, and then Tyson when he fought both in Vegas. And a lot of local people here in the city of Detroit, there was a place called Kronk Boxing that was bringing up a lot of boxers. Even Emmanuel Lewis had a place downtown. I would go there and sing for, you know, just the national anthem. I would sing that, you know. And,
oh, this is
so
just
Tommy,
awesome.
Yeah, it's so much. And I get so excited when I'm talking about it because it's so much we're doing. And, but I am doing the Indiegogo campaign, which starts in less than a week, to raise money for mass production because I have a buyer in Menards that keeps up with me in my process, and they want it in the stores. So the Indiegogo campaign that starts Monday the 14th, we're going to try to garner up enough funds to mass produce it, and then we'll start traveling the country to license it, and I think we'll be on our way.
That is so awesome. You have an event today. Now, I did just go and take a look at the email and the door, and I will share this with all of our team and others, but it's really, really a genius product, and it's beautiful. It's
Thank you. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes. Yeah, I can see where this here was a needed product. For celebrating, and I love it. It's really, really nice. You had an event
today, I
believe, right? Did you do something really special today? Did you do a presentation of the door or of your product or a product pitch today?
Darlene did. She's a part of my team, and she's a tremendous help to me. She does a lot of my computer issues and things that I need to send out, and she works very closely with me with Tommy Hearns as well as some of the commercials that we've been recording. She had an event.
Okay, so
she pitched
your product today, or you guys pitched your product, or another product today?
Well, we actually just gathered all the information for that product, and we will be submitting it on the second time it comes around.
Okay.
There's a whole nother time to, well, so we just gathered everything today to make sure we can have that, you know, for, I think it's only 3 weeks before we can submit that to Myers.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm going to turn to our, thank you so very much for all of this information. We're going to turn to our co-host, and to either one of you can jump in here. I mean, she describes this awesome product, and what are your thoughts?
Beautiful. I definitely want to jump in. This is Mr. Cannon.
Hello.
It sounds like a powerful product. It's a door decor. A celebration product. You decorate your door.
Smart
door.
Door.
So you can program a response. So when they walk up to the door, they're going to get either happy birthday or some type of celebratory expression coming from that door. But the door can be covered from top to bottom.
Yeah.
In whatever imagery that we want.
Correct.
Now, my question sounds outstanding. What type of what is the turnaround time for me ordering, getting to you what I have, and you getting back to me?
It depends on if you're customizing your purse, your own family member on the door or a pet or something. That's going to take a little longer. But if you choose anything from our gallery, our turnaround time, and we haven't started manufacturing it yet, but from what I can tell of the research so far, because we're creating a factory in Pakistan as well as here in the United States, it looks like the turnaround time from Pakistan is going to be 3 weeks. Here, of course, in the United States, it'll probably be 10 days.
Okay. In your best understanding, for a custom product, and I hate to ask you, but what type of range of price am I looking at as far as from beginning to end?
So if you purchase a system, which contains the app, your remote, of course, and the door, you're looking at like $189, $199, because it's in the category of like the reindeers on your front lawn, the blow-up Santas and snowmen. You know, a lot of those decoratory products, they start at $200-$300.
Can it be your
blow-up. So,
can I change it?
I just forwarded you the email with the where you can take a look at, you know, some of the samples that she had sent earlier. So if you want to open up your email, it should be there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Beautiful. In that packet that I purchased, is it just one set die that you create, or can I change it myself once I buy it and I want to celebrate to or change my door lookup? Or once I buy that one look, that's what I have?
Well, the way it works is you buy the system, and one of the looks come with the system, right? And then with our ClickFunnels, we, for whatever reason, with the research, they found that ClickFunnels work when you sell products in threes, fours, six, and ten. So
okay.
We've arranged where we have a package of three, a package of four, a package of six, and a package of ten. And so the average price for three, because any family is going to have probably a graduation, a marriage, definitely one or two holidays, or even a baby. We're thinking that the average family may celebrate at least three major events. So that's why we started with a package of three, then a package of four. And it's been proven through ClickFunnels that it flies off the shelf, even if it's just shampoo, when you sell it in those kind of numbers. So you get the system, and then you choose from the gallery which one you want to go into your packet. And the package of three will be something like, for three, you'll pay $45. So now you have a total of four. So you may have Christmas on your door, and you want to do Easter, or you want to do your grandson's graduation or something. So you can just choose whatever goes into your packet, and it goes up accordingly as you get four, six, and ten.
That's for your custom dies, your templates that you have. How about when I want a custom, how much more is my pricing going up after I buy that first one, but then I want a custom four or five different looks?
It's not going to cost you any difference. It's going to be the same price. The custom just takes a little longer because the process, we have to make sure we get an approved print from you. There's a little bit more entail when it comes versus picking one out of our gallery, then going back and forth with, you know, how does this look with your animal or your grandmother on the door, whatever you want to. There's a process of choosing your font, and then we send a proof back. And once you approve it, then we'll go ahead and print it, you know, when you, we get an okay from you at every step of the way. So that's what takes so long.
Okay, so can I just jump in here? So it's not, Dr. Cannon, I believe, is asking also, we can't take it and adapt it ourselves. It's not like, you know, we receive order or the three, but we can't change it ourselves, right? We can change it ourselves.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's the beauty of buying a package.
So we can recreate the door from the template. So it is like receiving a template, but it's a product that we want to use immediately. So we use that, and then, you know, another birthday comes. And then we can change it ourselves. We don't have to send it back to you for changes. Back through you. Okay.
No. Let me clarify. Okay, when you get the system, you get one. I to better explain it, you remember the old film that goes into a roll? When you put in the camera, it looks like the Kodak, the old Kodak roll?
Yeah.
I'm not that old, but yes, I do.
Okay, so what happens is, the film rolls in like that. You will slide it in the top of the door and pull it all the way down to the bottom, as if sliding it into a picture frame. It's the same thing as if you're taking out a picture out of a frame and sliding in another. So the system has the backlight and the app and the functions to it and the remote. But those sheets come in and out like pictures. So you would order.
So you need. Yeah, your team needs to create those sheets then. We couldn't do that ourselves. We could have a design, send the design to you. You create the sheets.
Well, if you're doing a customized one, you send us what you want on the sheet, and it's printed by us.
Okay,
so
beautiful.
Your creation part comes in by a way of you actually saying, you know, I want to put, you know, my cat on the door. You know, my favorite cat or something. So you send the picture of the cat. You send the heading or the title at the top of the door. Maybe the cat name is Lucy or something. And then you choose the font, and then you choose your background color. Once you send us that, we go back and forth with you to make sure it looks exactly like you want it before we print it. Then we print it and send you the print. At that time,
you
put Christmas one out and slide in the custom one.
Okay, so then you slide that new print. So it's just like going to, you know, you got a template somewhat like that. Like you got a template, you redesign your, I'll say just like a flyer. So you redesign this flyer, and then you got to take it and still have it printed. So we just tell you what it is. So it's just like you printing a new film or a new something that slides into the door. And then, but the cost for that is considerably less. Is that what's $45?
No, I may not making it clear. So, we have 7,000 in our gallery. You can choose to pick one from the gallery. The only time you want to customize, if you find something that you want on your door and it's not in our gallery. The price doesn't change. It's just the system of you designing what you want on your door that takes the longest.
Okay.
And I really don't have to design that when I buy the packet. I could buy the packet with three or four designs, custom, I could take the first one, or I have to give you my designs. Let's say if I don't know my other three designs yet, but I like the system, I get one. And maybe 3 months later, I want to switch over. I've got my package where I've already got it, you know, prepaid for three or four. I could send you those designs. You custom it, send it back to me. And so I'm saying I don't have to, if I don't want to go with any of your designs, I want to create my own. Let's say if it's something political and I want to have a political thought, political figure, some political slogan come out, and I've got some people that want to roll with that, and they're going to buy it too. And so, therefore, but I'm not sure what those other designs are. I'm pitching it to these folk. They ready to go, but I got the packet for their door ready to go. When they ready to give me their designs and we work that out, I could send you the designs, and we just ready to go.
Yeah, but you just want to make sure that it's in plenty of time to get it back for your event, because we do have Obama doors in his presidency. You know, yes, we can on it. So we do have that for political figures as well as restaurants, real estate. You can put your store hours on there, drink specials for, you know, lounges and that kind of thing. So,
in your best understanding, if I send my design over, I got my design package, the system set up, and I'm ready for this new, in your best understanding, what should be the turnaround at that point? Not for the whole packet, just for basic custom design. Here's the images. Put it on the slide. Send it back to me. What type of turnaround am I looking at?
You're looking at 4 to 6 weeks, depending on how soon you get back your proof. If you have it already and you okay it the same day, you're going to cut down the time. But if you're hemming and hawing and, oh, I don't like the way that looks, oh, let me change the background, oh, maybe we'll change the font. I mean, it's totally up to you. But if you're ready to go, you can get it back within 4 to 6 weeks. That's just a custom one. But the one you choose from the gallery, they'll be, you know, they'll get you in 10 days if you're in the United States.
That still seems kind of long, my sister. And I don't know the work that goes into your quality of what you're putting together, but 4 to 6 weeks, Dr. Lee, what's your thought?
Well, because of the climate today, you know, I probably would say under normal circumstances that might be kind of long. But then, you know, for those like myself, you know, usually I plan events 6 months to a year ahead of time. I try anyway. But, that for some people that would be kind of long, because some things just come up sometime. And I know I kind of get agitated sometimes when, you know, I'll call, and I know I know sometimes I'm a little bit, you know, unreasonable, and because usually we want stuff like right now, you know. And, you know, I'll call and I need a print job or something, and they tell me 2 or 3 days. I'm like, I need it today. And that sort of thing. With the situation, you're going to have to really plan ahead of time. But I guess I would, I'm still probably not quite understanding the part of, you know, when you buy this for, I'll just say $200, and then you know, you're replacing, you have the frame, and then you're replacing the design, and mm-hmm. but then you're paying the same amount of money to replace the design. But you're not, okay, you're not paying the same amount of money to replace the design.
No, you're not paying another $199. You'll get
okay.
three for like $45. You'll get three of the ones out of the gallery for $45.
Okay, that's
you
what
won't.
I, that's what
you
I
don't
was
have to buy. You don't have
about.
To buy the
okay.
system all over again. You don't have to buy the system
okay,
all over
right.
again.
Okay, right. So you're just getting that little thing that you slide in, like
yeah.
years ago,
think of
like
a
microfilm or something. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Can we,
right.
Can
so
we,
think
we,
of a picture frame. If you think
okay.
of a
can
large
we add
picture
to
the, frame that covers your door. You kind of mm-hmm. get the idea. You know how you take one picture
okay.
out of the frame and put another one in.
Right,
it's
and then you put another
really
one in.
Simple.
Okay, and so to put another one
yeah.
in, we're talking about $45. Okay. And
that's
reasonable.
That's out
yeah.
of the gallery. That's
read.
If it's in the gallery. The question is, can we add any font or anything to your templates in the gallery, or are those just set? They have to go like they are.
No, those are pretty much set because I have a team of artists that draw them all the time, that make them up every day.
Okay,
but
beautiful.
Now they're like for the birthday ones, I have fairies, but I have fairies from like every fairy birthday girls with pink butterfly outfits on. But I have every nationality. Mm-hmm. So I have mm-hmm. one that represents the Indian culture, one that represents the Caucasian persuasion, one that represents, mm-hmm. well, actually it's like five or six African-Americans with mm-hmm. braids and Afro puffs and that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. there are some things that change about it according to your nationality or your holiday, because we have bar mitzvah doors. We have Diwali doors for the Indian culture. We have stuff for Korean and Chinese New Year. So a lot of things you'll find that you already, once you take a look at the artwork, you'll be able to tell, you'll be able to find something easily with all those varieties. Mm.
Lastly, it sure is. So lastly, we want to know, how do we invest, since we're at the right stage of the game, talking to the right person, how do we get involved and invest? I think it's a brilliant idea as well.
Yeah, well, with your
crowdfunding in Indigo, you like Indigo. I think if you don't hit that budget with Indigo, do you have to give the money back?
No, not with Indiegogo. I believe that's Kickstarter you're thinking of.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're going to be helping. We're going to be working with her, too, as well, with our, with some of those billionaires who pledge monies for the black women entrepreneurs. So that's great. How about Michael or Dr. Tatum? And then we're going to go on to some of her team members and other guests. Go ahead.
You can go ahead, Dr. Tatum, if you wanted to go.
Oh, yeah, just real quick. I just think that's a brilliant idea, innovative. And I just wish all the best for you. And I can just see it taken in a really super big way. So my prayers and support are for you. God bless.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I receive all of that.
Hi, Ms. Clark. This is Michael, a fellow co-host of the show. I just had a quick question. Been listening for a couple minutes now. Really impressed by all of this. It sounds like a very, very cool business. I'm just curious, where do you see this in 5 years? How are you planning on growing this or extrapolating this out?
Well, what we plan to do is target licensing efforts first, because that's where the bulk of the money will come. Because if we license it even to the NCAAA, there's 300 teams in the college realm. So you have super fans and different, with basketball and football and also with the major leagues, you have a lot of, in general, super fans now, especially now they're able to get back to the games as time go on. We're going to have meetings with Warner Brothers and pitch to them some of their Marvel characters, the Superman, the Batman, the Spider-Man, for young kids' birthday, Wakanda, of course. So the licensing effort, we believe, will be the biggest kick and the biggest push that will kind of, like, take care of itself. And that's licensing efforts, not just even with the armed forces. I did some research regarding some of the armed forces, and because that's actually a passion of mine. I have a foundation called Loot for the Troops. I'll tell you about that story another time. But what I found that once you get into the exchange stores, you get into the exchange stores for the armed forces across this country and all the other countries where we have soldiers. Right now we're still at war, and nobody talks about that. All pandemic talk, and our sons and daughters are still fighting for our lives and their lives. And so my Loot for the Troop Foundation actually gives money when they deploy and when they come home. That's where my heart is, because, mm-hmm. A lot of these families, a lot of these mom and dads, they leave their children, and sometimes they don't come back, or they come back dismembered. And it's so unfortunate, because mm-hmm. for years, they had always pushed that these kids can go and get an education, and you get a college degree, and the world is beautiful. But then they put you on the front line, and 80% of these kids, they just want to get a good education so they can start their life. But then they don't come home. So mm-hmm. I'm really passionate about that. So some of my doors will say, "Welcome home, Dad," or "You're my hero," or "Thank you for your service," or "We salute the troops." And that's for every branch of the armed forces, including, you know, the older troops.
Wow, excellent.
It really is.
Absolutely. I'm curious, too, this is Mr. Cannon. I'm curious, in order to handle the orders, to be able to facilitate an inventory that can handle the orders, what type of strength do you see that you're going to need in order to fulfill those orders? I see, you know, the NFL giving out packages. You know, I see, you know, as a part of marketing, as, you know, as their fans put this on their doors. And to be able to handle that type of inventory going into the military, like you said, what would your team, your company need in order to be strong enough to handle that?
Well, to make the actual system, it's only assembly, like six different parts. Now, the company that I get the films from, which I like to call them films with the artwork on it, they're overseas. They're in China. I've already partnered with them through all of my research and development, and you know, and they have a capacity to print millions per day, because they do a lot of printing for Coca-Cola and some of your major other products. So they don't have a problem. I just asked about their capacity, and they were like, their capacity is huge. I'm actually modeling my factory up behind their factory. I've already priced out the machinery, because I know I'll need a factory overseas as well as here in the United States to handle the volume. It's because my guess is going to take off pretty fast. Of course I'm going to say that, but I really do believe, you know, because everybody can purchase one. It's not just, you know, how people ask you, what is your target audience? Well, when it comes to the buying power, sure, it's 18 to 35 women. But for those who actually want one and require it, the women that will buy it for all the different target is really where it's going to be a major overload.
Now, we'll allow you to start over in China, but we're definitely going to we'll be talking about the U.S. manufacturing and how
we're doing
to
at the
get.
Same time.
Yeah, yes, yes, and then so that can move it even onto into Africa, and so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we talk again. Okay. So
that's why we're doing it at the same time. Yeah,
okay.
And that's really
awesome.
Just using them as a support system, for the U.S. factory,
To get started. And so I just wanted our listening audience to understand that this isn't a permanent plan for manufacturing. Okay, so I do want to let the audience know that you can tap one on your phone if you have a question. And Dr. Cannon, Michael, Dr. Tatum, do you have any more questions I'm going to ask or comments of Paula? And then we can ask Paula to give her final thoughts for right now. And then we'll move on to our other incredible 400 women who are on the line. They know they're just anxious to get to share their products.
Amen.
Paula, anything else? Or yes. Dr. Cannon or Dr. Tatum?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
Michael? Okay, everybody's fine? Okay.
Well, I have one little thing I want to say is that as far as my Indigo campaign, you can go to my Facebook page. It's Door Decor LLC, and you can get a better view of what some of the products look like. And also, because what I'm doing with the campaign, I'm doing 5 free concerts so that when people come to my shows, whatever they choose to donate, that's what gets you in the door. And all of that effort goes toward manufacturing. Because the campaign runs an entire month, I do 5 shows within the month to kind of garner, you know, more funding. And all of that, 100% will go toward manufacturing. And I'll do fundraisers like that throughout the entire summer. But by the campaign starting on the 14th, we're going to run all the way to the next month, 4 weeks later, with a push along with me and the entire band and background singers. Darlene is actually hosting the shows, and we're just going to have a good time.
Yes, we are. Okay, thank you so much. We're going to go to Jackie Sanders. Jackie, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hi.
Well, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How about you?
Awesome. Doing very well, thank you. Very, extremely well. For those I don't want to be remiss and not let everyone know that my brother came home yesterday from the hospital. Yes. Came home, and he's yes, I tell you, it's been a journey, but you know, God is good. This has been almost 8 weeks, actually, but and about total of about 4 weeks of actual hospitalization. But he is at home, and it's what they call hospital at home. But we don't expect that to last very long. So just keep the prayers going. I want to just thank all of you out there, every single one of you, because I know many of you joined us in the prayers and are still yet praying. We don't want you to stop. We don't want you to stop praying. And, you know, God is great. God is just good, and he's hearing us. And my brother is feeling the prayers. He says, thank you to everyone who's been praying, and he actually feels it. And, you know, we're getting there. We are getting there. We're going to have a full 100%. Yes.
Well, you know, Doctor.
That is a wonderful testimony, and I believe that God will bring him all the way back, because God is the healer, and so we thank you. Thank you for that testimony.
And you know what's really valuable about that, Dr. Lee, is that, you know, to keep hope alive, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our ancestors down through history, that's all they had was hope for a better day, mm-hmm. hope that their children could grow up and make it in life. And sometimes when that's all we have to hold on to, you got to hold on to that hope. You know, there was a story told where, you know, there was a war taking place and the body counts was counting up, and the people in the medical facilities, they were just tagging the people, you know, going through tagging the people. They're gone. This one is alive. That one's gone. No hope on that one. And one of the young men, they put the red tag around his toe that said no hope, and he lifted up his head and he said, don't put that on me, I still got hope.
Yeah.
And you know, right. Y'all, sometimes when that's all you got, and every people might want to count you out, you trying to put your business forward and seem like things is falling through, but you just got to keep hope. That what God put on the inside of you is so great and big that you're not done yet. And with your brother, mm-hmm. that gives us hope. Because we can't always trust the medical people and everything that they say and tell us.
Right.
But one thing for sure, there is a God that we can connect to. And if you keep hope, he'll show you the way if can't nobody else see the way. Everybody else stay in darkness, but he'll wake you up in the middle of the night and give you the answer. You just got to keep that hope, that put your faith in that action. And that's where we find God, Dr. Lee.
Yes, sir. And I tell you, I truly believe 100,000% that it was the hope, it was the faith, it's the prayers, the reason why my brother's home and, you know, and is doing well. I mean, the doctors couldn't say anything except, you know, he has really turned the corner. And so it's a full recovery. It's a full recovery, just a matter of a few more days. Just a few more days. And so that is why he is still here. This was an attack, as
one never ever I've seen before. And with the medical people, we had some challenges. We had to fight. And I will tell you, while we're on this conversation, do not give up your loved ones to the medical system. Whatever you do, we manned, when I say manned, we manned that hospital room. And we knew what every nurse was doing, what every doctor was doing. And then we were getting opinions of, you know, our own family doctors as well as colleagues. And so you have to stay on top. As Black people, don't just turn your loved one over to what they say and everything that they do. You cannot do it. You have to fight. You have to fight. And that's what we did. That's what we're still yet doing. And, you know, we were there, you know, on different shifts, different times to make sure that we knew what they were doing to our brother, because there were certain things that weren't kosher. And that's about all I have to say about that. But to God be the glory. To God be the glory. Now we were talking to Jackie. Jackie.
Yes, I'm
tell
still
us about
here. Yes,
you
I...
and your business.
Okay, well, I have a baking business, and I also sell baking equipment, you know, just like measuring cups, spoons, spatulas, things that you would need to bake at home yourself. I call mm-hmm. my company a legacy company because my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, she sold baked goods in the 1930s in Mobile, Alabama. And my mom, her profession was a dietitian. She didn't sell anything, but we always had dinners at our home because she enjoyed cooking, and so I enjoyed cooking. And so for a long time, I just did my cooking and my baking as a hobby, and then I turned it into a business, and it is becoming a very successful business. I'm pursuing, you know, I have a contract manufacturer now, and so I'm pursuing to get my products into Meijer right now. I have some things going on with Meijer, but I intend on going, you know, with most of the major stores. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do.
Well, congratulations, and thank you for sharing. What is the name of your business again?
For Heaven's Cake.
For Heaven's Cake?
Cake, yep. Like For Heaven's Sake, it's called
For
Heaven's
Cake. Okay,
For
Heaven's Cake. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yes,
that's
yes.
awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have a, so you're, do you sell by, like, online right now, or how do you serve your customers? How are you selling now?
Well, right now, I'm just doing it basically, you know, word of mouth. I have,
mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it online right now because I can't manage the volume that
okay.
I would possibly get online. So that's why I'm not online. But I do have social presence, you know, so people
okay.
are able to, you know, go to my website and place orders from there. But I'm not really promoting it on Facebook,
okay.
Instagram,
okay.
and places like that because
okay.
I'm not able to handle the volume right now myself.
Okay. So you're developing, you're working on getting manufacturing dollars and so that you can start to promote it. Why don't you give us your website?
Okay, the website is for, and then it's Heaven without the S, For Heaven Cake.
Okay, so is that the number four?
No, it's actually the word F-O-R, four.
F-O-R,
and then the word
okay.
heaven.
Mm-hmm. Okay, FORHEAVENCAKE.com.
Correct.
Okay. Anybody got any questions of Jackie?
comments from our co-host.
Sister Jackie, I'd like to jump in real quickly. So you make cakes and pastries for special events as well, and is that a bulk of the money?
Yes, see, a huge cupcake business right now because of the, well, I won't say even just because of the pandemic, but cupcakes are really popular. So I do a lot of, right now it's the graduation prom season, and people are just celebrating now, I think, because it seems as though the COVID pandemic has passed. So last week I did about 30 dozen of cupcakes for about four different celebrations. So, yeah. So I do cupcakes.
Great.
I sell a lot of cupcakes.
With your baking utensils that you sell, how much inventory, how much orders, how are you handling the utensils that you also sell?
Well, I'm not selling a whole lot because I was just starting out with that before the pandemic started. And so my inventory, I have oven mitts, and I have probably about an inventory of about 40. And then I also have measuring cups, like I said. And maybe, so I'm going to say probably about 90 of those. And then I have the whisk, you know, they normally call them egg beaters, I would say. So I have those. I have like maybe 20 of those. So my inventory is kind of small because I was just beginning to do that when everything came to a halt. So I got to build that back up.
I love your name. I love the name. What's unique about your cakes and your cupcakes?
Well, I think, because I only use butter, I think, and vegetarian eggs. So I have a very high-quality product. And when people try my product, they can tell that it's a quality product. So I'll just say, once you try my product, I always have a repeat customer.
What does that mean?
You haven't
wet my whistle. You need to say to me, listen, when the deliciousness of the taste, the quality, if that's what you have to sell, then that's your lead with that. If it's the uniqueness is the quality of the taste, you're going to love it. The taste of, you know, if that, then that'll sell me and that'll bring me in. You feel what I'm saying? What do you think about that, Dr. Lee?
Yeah, I think it's, people are going to eat always. But I like the idea of it being, did you say, like vegetarian suited or?
I only use vegetarian eggs. I only use the best products.
You only use like the vegetarian eggs, so you don't use, oh, that's good. So you use,
yeah,
I think that's good. And you should promote that. You should promote, that quality.
That ain't going to make me want to buy it.
If you giving
me cake, all I want to hear is this, man, Miss Cannon, this is the best tasting cake you ever. It's going to melt in your mouth. You're going to call me, want three or four more. I get it on the great ingredients, and I get that selling point. But if you're talking about cake, okay, you got to, man, you going to take this cake home and save it. You going to lock it up in the corner, and you ain't going to want nobody else to have it. You're going to be ordering three, Mr. Cannon, you're going to order five of these at a time after you taste it. You give me the good ingredients, and after I try it and you said it, but I think the selling point there would take my sister's taste.
I always have repeat customers, always. Always.
What do you have as a sweetener? What do you use as sweetener? See, what would attract me is that I am vegan, okay? So we talk vegetarian, okay? Tell me what else in that cake that will that would attract a vegan. And I have a, since I've been a vegan, which has only been a couple of years, but before then I was vegetarian, but I did do meat products. But you know, on my birthday, my sister, who's never ever done a vegan or anything, found her way through doing a vegan cake. I mean, total vegan. And it was delicious. It was delicious. So, you know, what else do you have in there, vegan?
Well, you know, I experimented with vegan, and I found that, you know, it's so, I don't know how to put it. You know, you have to have.
It's difficult.
It's
not so much as that. It's just the fact that if you're going to do something absolutely vegan, then you have to make sure that you don't cross the product. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm using this cup for this, so you have the utensils separated for the vegan
right.
product. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's when
you,
what makes
when
it
you,
difficult.
When you,
so when
you
when
say
you
cup,
are, I'm sorry.
When you say cupcake, when you say cupcakes, my sister, I want to eat that. I want to unwrap it and be able to eat that whole cupcake. And man, I swallow that bad boy. Here's the thing, too, real on a serious note. My sons Gabriel and Ruben. They were in a group called Writers and Artists. You can look it up. They did a song with an artist called Fabulous, I think out of New York, and the name of the song is Cakes. And if you pull that song up on YouTube, you can. It's Writers and Artists, RYZATRIST, I believe, Writers and Artists. That's the name of the group. Or you can pull up Ruben Cannon or whatever, Gabriel Cannon. And they got a song called Cakes. And what the plan was to go across the country, do cake parties, cake walks, cake concerts, and bring out the cake bakers in each city. And so I would be interested, my sister, after you look at that, you know, to synergize. It was a video they put together while I think Nick is in that video too, I think. I'm not sure. But, to, you know, in promotion and synergizing together, you know, again, I don't know about no vegan cakes, but, you know, there's a lot of fun around cakes, bakeries. Something that you could go into every city on your tour. I think that song might work for you. Take a listen to it. Tell me what you think. That was just my synergy and what you're on that. I think it's a great idea.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I will definitely
do that.
Appreciate it.
Yes, indeed.
Hey, I don't know if Dr. Tatum is on here or not. Dr. Tatum, are you still here? Michael, got a comment? Okay, thank you so much. I want to thank you, Jackie. It's awesome. Okay.
All right,
thank you
so much. All right, okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, so we're going to go to, let's see who's on. We're going to go to Darlene. Darlene, are you there? Tell us who you are and what you do, your business, what you're all about.
Hi, Dr. Lee. This is Darlene, and I'm so happy to be here, and I'm just over the moon right now. And I just want to say all glory be to God for your brother being home. When you said that, you guys couldn't hear me, but you'd have thought I was cheering at a Lions game. I'm so happy to hear that. So praise God for that. So hello, Dr. Cannon, Dr. Tynan, Brother Michael, and all the hosts here. I'm just so excited to be here and just want to thank you all for all that you're doing. And I just want to begin by saying that I'm just so grateful to be a part of this and learning about the HR 1242. I've been going around sharing that information with everyone and educating them on it and sending to, you know, the websites and everything to read up on it. So I'm just over the moon and excited about this. So, yes, I am on Paula's team. I am so grateful and honored, and I'm so proud of my sister, you know, and seeing what she's been doing. I've been working with her for months on this. And I tell you guys, those pictures on the website, you know, the pictures on Facebook, don't do them any justice. This product is going to take the market by storm. And I just said the other day to somebody, you're going to be so glad that you gave to this project, because when you see this on this commercials on Super Bowl ads, you're going to say, I remember when we went to her Indiegogo campaign and we sold into her dream. So I'm just excited about that. And I'm excited about the door decor and all that we're doing. We're building together. And now that we are part of this, that we're building up one another, and I'm excited to be able to build our families, which is one of my passions, is to build families up, because a lot of our families, we know, because of systemic racism and the things that have happened, you know, to take the fathers out of the home and to drive the wedges between the men and the women and the families and everything, but to come back and bring our families back together, and those who may not have their immediate family because of whatever reason, but to embrace them and to lift them up and to, you know, show them how to become entrepreneurs. Because since being a member at or attending Global Empowerment, you know, I've learned how to start a business and to, you know, do all the necessary documents, and now into marketing and now into other things that I've evolved into, and things that I've learned just by helping people. That's my passion too, is to help others. So I'm just excited about building and going forth. I have a couple of companies that I'm working with. I have one company called Carticon International, and it's my distribution company where I will be distributing products, you know, to, when I have my own products, to put into the major retail stores. And I named it Carticon after my grandchildren, Carter and Connor, because I want to leave them something here. I want to begin a legacy company for our family and to build something for the generations to come behind us. So while I'm excited to go on this adventure of building, but I'm even more excited about the generations to come that are going to remember me and say that our great-grandmother, our great-great-grandmother, our great-aunt, she started this company. And so now, you know, we're able to change the trajectory and to have our families to be whole, because that's my dream. I also am partnered with beautiful Gillette Cooper and Renita Foster. We have Infinite Eco, which we are an eco-friendly company. We have disposable cutlery that is biodegradable and compostable, that's made out of cornstarch. We have paper products that are made out of bagasse, which is from sugar cane, because we care about this earth. We care about the things that go into the earth. So I'm blessed to be partnered with these other sisters to build our community, to build our families, to build up one another, to encourage and undergird each other in all of our dreams and endeavors. You know, with all the other ladies at Global Empowerment who I have worked with, that I've assisted, that we just encourage and uplift one another, I just want to say thank you to all of you who have sown into my life and have spoken into my life. And to you, Dr. Mary Lee, which is an honor. I'm telling you, every day I just wake up and just thank God, and I say, God is good, and I believe God no matter what. So I just want to encourage my sister to continue on, Paula, and you know I'm here. I have your back, all of our backs. I'm here, whatever I can do to assist all of us. And so I just thank you all for this time and this moment. That's it.
Thank you so very much. So you're like a promoter. What is your you're a promoter or you're a administrator. You provide just a different types of services. Is that what it is?
Yes, because I also do have a virtual assistant business where, you know, I just started out as me through the pandemic, you know, just taking some of the skills that I learned from working at the utility company here for 15 years and able to just, you know, help people do basic things for them. But then since I've been, you know, an entrepreneur and working with other entrepreneurs, I have, you know, gotten the experience of helping them to get their LLCs, their EIN, their Dun & Bradstreet, you know, all those things to get set up for their businesses. So a lot of them call me the navigator because they know I'm the queen of research. Yeah, the navigator. Because if I don't know, I'm going to find out. And so they call me the navigator because I help them to navigate through all these processes and things like getting on Walmart.com and things like that. And then they also call me a connector because I love connecting people together. So
awesome.
That's pretty much what
that's
I do.
That's great.
Yes.
That is great. And thank you so very much. I feel very blessed that we have met and that we are doing some things together. And I appreciate, and I can tell everyone who's listening that we have had some successes in a very, very short period of time that we have been working together. Darlene is now, you know, doing things for Dr. Mary Lee Live as well as Neighborhood Commerce Institute. So you will be hearing her name from time to time. She might even give you a phone call on our behalf. And so I want to say I appreciate you, Darlene, and thank you. How about our co-host?
Brother Michael?
I don't have any comments right now. You know, it sounds like a great business. I wish there was more I could add, but...
Beautiful. I do have a question. You said something about something being made with corn starch. Did you say carpet made with corn starch?
No, sir. It is biodegradable cutlery, like disposable forks and spoons and knives. They're made out of cornstarch. We have cups, hot and cold cups, paper plates, and things like that.
How strong is the inventory on your product line?
Well, right now, we have a pretty decent line right now. We are looking to get another big order in from our factory. But right now we have about, because we have assorted forks, spoons, we have them in 48 count and 24 count. So I believe right now we have a pretty decent inventory. We have to, you know, get another order in because we just met with Meyer as well today. So the inventory that we have right now will be going towards that store, and we'll be looking to order more inventory in the very near future.
Outstanding. Lastly, I guess I would ask the question from the standpoint of what you mentioned of being the navigator. I'm just curious, in all that you're doing on a day-to-day basis, are you doing anything live on the Internet weekly or daily?
Yes, I am. Well, right now, along with my partner, Jolette Cooper, I am a co-host on a Facebook Live show that we have called The Love Healing Room. So we do that, a weekly show every Sunday at 6 p.m. where we stream across about five different platforms simultaneously. And I also am working on a podcast with another young lady. We call her the Lady of Truth, Ms. LaDonna Booker McLemore. And we're going to have a podcast show called The Change is Possible, and we're the proof with Lady and Bella. So they call her Lady, and they call me Bella as well. So I am looking to do that. And also I'm looking to write a book called Emerge in C. So it's an emergency, but it's Emerge, the letter N, the letter C, Emergency. And that's where I'm going to be showing people how to come out of these dark places in your life. How to show up for you and show up for your family. So it'll be kind of like a how-to book. Plus, I'm going to mix in, you know, some of my experiences of, you know, how I was able to transform my life and coming out of some places that, you know, because some people grow up in situations in environments that are toxic, and, you know, it will weigh on your emotional, on your emotions and everything. And so it would cause, you know, just a, you know, a lot of things to happen in your life. So I just want to be an encourager and to share my experiences and to, because my life, I tell you, is a true testimony of where I am today, from where even 5 years ago. And so I've been journaling all of that, and I'm putting it into a book so that I can share and help other people, and also looking into also teaching and doing like e-books and online learning, showing people how to do the processes of starting their businesses. So, yeah, I have a lot of things that I'm on my
plate. I think if we could synergize just for a second, I think, you know, from what I heard, yes, the impression, you know, I am the navigator, you know, owning that and stepping forward with it. They call me the navigator. To be able to own that, I think up under that umbrella sounds like you can encompass on your network, your show. I know what you're doing, you know, individually, but with the partner, but empowering people all across the country, particularly from an entrepreneurial standpoint, to be able to brand yourself as the navigator. It's valuable, the name of your first book, but your second book, now you got a brand. And I would throw on the table for you what you put on the table, which is they call me the navigator, explain that, and then do that. If you're navigating people to where the answers are and to where the bridges are, you know, people that are broken down and don't understand which way to go, and if you're doing a show, you know, I think that that's powerful within itself somewhere, you know, just synergizing along with what you already put out there, my sister. Then they call me the navigator. I like that.
Yes, I do too. And I just like to say here that the podcast and her shows, along with some of the others, we're working on becoming a part of the Dr. Mary Lee Live Network, so that we can fill up all of our spots that we have monthly on this, you know, for this show, and as well as when we become visual, which we will be soon. We had a little setback, but we're getting back on track. Anyone else? Okay, darling, you want to, like, wrap it up, give a final comment, and then we'll move on to our next person.
Yes, I just want to say thank you to everyone. Thank you, Dr. Cannon. Yes, I took copious notes on what you suggested. You're synergizing with me, and I receive it. And just thank you all so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excuse me, Dr. Lee.
Okay.
Excuse me, this is Paula. If I could say a special thank you to Darling, because she has been a godsend and a blessing. When she says she's the navigator, she is exactly that. I don't care what system you bring to her, she will figure it out for you, and at the highest level. I've gone to those who are supposed to be professionals in the area of specialty, but some kind of way the navigator managed to go straight to the heart of matters and supersede those professionals who are supposed to know this as their business. Mm-hmm. So there is not only an art there, but there's a special anointing on what she does to help others, and I just can't thank her enough.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Okay, Dolores Jackson.
Hi, how
are
you
guys? Dolores Jackson. Hi, tell us about you and your business. Welcome.
Well, Thank you. I actually have multiple businesses, but the one – and I'm passionate about all of them because all of them were given to me by God. But the one I want to talk about tonight is Delo's Delightful Gourmet Cheesecakes. So I started this company in December of 2019. I have been working on building my businesses since 2017. And I've been on my job for 35 years, and I was considering retirement if you could believe that, after 35 years. But I didn't have
what type of job were you on? What type of job were you on?
I worked for General Motors.
Okay.
In the assembly area. And
okay.
So as I was pondering retirement, the Lord said to me, it is time for you to go. I have need of you. I will sustain you. And so I said, okay, Daddy, I'm going to go ahead and sign the papers. And it was 2 weeks after I signed those papers, he gave me my Cheesecake Company. A girlfriend of mine, her mom is a baker for over 40 years, and she gave me a recipe for a banana pudding cheesecake. I had never made a cheesecake in my life. And the one that I tried to make, which was a no-bake, was a total flop. And so she gave me this recipe. I went in the kitchen. I made the cheesecake. I shared it with some coworkers and some people at Global. By Christmas, and this was like the beginning of December, by mid-December I had 10 orders. I made those 10 cheesecakes. The Lord said to me, write these names. He gave me 9 more names. He said, this is going to be your signature line. Now, what Holy Ghost did, he had me omit an ingredient and use a different type of flavoring. So I don't use sour cream in my cheesecakes, and I don't use vanilla flavor. I use a totally different type of flavoring. And it has given me a total and complete edge with my cheesecakes. Paula accused me of cracking my cheesecake. I literally have not had one complaint. People tell me that it is the best cheesecake that they've ever tasted in their lives. I want to read I got a message today from a sister. She tasted my cheesecake today for the first time, and her comment was, Cecil just dropped me off a piece of your cheesecake. He said, the vultures at the post office ate the rest. She says, girl, this is absolutely the best cheesecake I have ever eaten. And then, of course, she wanted to place an order. And it's all glory to God because, like I said, I had never made a cheesecake in my life, and people rave about it all of the time. So right now I sell locally. I was in a couple of restaurants. That didn't work out, which is okay because my goal is not the restaurants. I don't mind supplying to them, but my desire is to be in the retail grocery stores, which I'm also working on. And so that's my passion. And I have 13 flavors now. I do have I don't sell them on my website, but the website is there, and people normally call me, and then I bake the cheesecakes and deliver them to them.
Okay, what's your website?
My website.
Give us your website.
It's d-los.com.
Okay, so everybody, that's D like David, Tom. Okay. So how long have you been doing this now? How long have you been doing your cheesecake?
Since December of 2019.
Oh, you said December of 20. Okay. So you're building up your clientele, or you've probably got a decent established clientele already?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. And I'm going to steal a question from Dr. Cannon. Where do you expect? No, that was Michael. Where do you expect to be 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I expect to be across the entire country in every household with my cheesecakes.
Okay, by way of online or
by way of retail market, the grocery stores.
Okay. Okay.
Restaurant.
Okay. Do you plan to do your own manufacturing company? Or contract that out?
Not necessarily. I would prefer to contract manufacture because I have multiple businesses and I don't want to just devote all of my time to that. So. I'm looking at the contract.
Could you take a couple of minutes and tell us about your other businesses? Yeah, maybe a couple of them.
Before,
okay.
Can I jump in on that one before we move though?
Yes.
I'm curious. I have a little experience in product in stores, pastry products. You know, definitely if you have a product, they would talk with you. I'm curious, from restaurants to grocery stores, talking locally, if we're talking locally, grocery stores, restaurants, can we create a $1 million plan that with everything else you do, getting them into the grocery stores and the restaurants in your community, establishing the enough of a workforce to supply to the grocery stores and the restaurants in your community with that product, where you got product going in every day, every week to the stores, they putting it on tables in their grocery stores, the people loving your product, they buying it. I'm curious, with that, just with that strategy to the grocery stores and the restaurants locally, could you create $1 million in a year, where $1 million have been created in your bank account with your outstanding tasting pies? Can we create a $1 million plan? For sure, you have $1 million profit in the bank off of just the grocery stores and the restaurants in your community.
Yes, if studying just in Michigan alone, yes.
How do you do it? What's the plan?
Well, I am a certified woman-owned business. I'm certified with the WBENC. And so I have, to my advantage, the fact that there are Kroger, Meijer, Walmart, these corporations, Walmart for sure, and Kroger, they set aside $1 billion or more every year to do business with minorities and women of all colors. So they're looking for us. And I am part of a ministry where partnership with these three retail grocery stores. And so now they are looking at doing, they're coming to us to purchase our products. So usually it would be very hard or impossible for me to even entertain getting into these different retail stores because the market has been so flooded with my particular product. But through this certification and this program, I have the upper hand on the other companies that are Caucasian and not minority or woman-owned.
I'm curious if you had to get that product in this store every morning for them to have it on their shelf or their table. They're going to buy the product. It's going to sell. They love it. They taste it. Whatever amount of orders you taking into that store. 20 pies a day or whatever, do you have the distribution, the system to be able to help you do that, whether you need 2 trucks, 2 delivery people, 3 delivery people, people baking all night? If you had an order tomorrow in those stores that you mentioned, do you have the infrastructure to fulfill that?
Yes, once I get my foot in the door, I will. Because once I said, like I said before, I would use the contract manufacturer, so I wouldn't. They would, the product would be made by them, and I would be able to hire the drivers and get the truck to deliver the product. Because another thing that I have to my advantage, because I'm involved with Global Empowerment Ministries, we have financing readily available for us, no matter what retail store we go into. So,
but I'm saying as of now, I don't know what happened with the other accounts you said fell through, but as of now, if you had 2 restaurants, 2 grocery stores that said, yes, bring the product in on a consistent basis every week, could you fulfill that from your manufacturing, where you're making your pies now, and with your distribution, could you fulfill those orders?
Not right now, because right now I make them. I would not be able to fill any grocery store order on my own. I just don't have the capabilities. But using a contract manufacturer, I would.
Yeah, and so
right,
if you have the contract, once there's a contract in place, typically they will make a deposit of some sort, and then with that, then one has the ability to go and, to retain the contract, the manufacturing of it, the baking of
right.
it, or at that point then you can hire the help that you would need
right.
in order to be able to do it. There are so many when it comes to food, even if one doesn't own a kitchen, a commercial kitchen themselves, you can rent
right.
a shared space. So there's shared commercial kitchens out there these days, and where you can schedule, you can go in at minimum cost and build your business. I mean, churches and other organizations that have commercial kitchens can actually rent those kitchens out, you know, to a baker or someone. So it's easy once you get the contract. And as a minority woman, certified woman-owned business, which, and I just want to put this out there to everyone, even if you're veteran certified, you're minority certified, woman certified, businesses, any business that is receiving any form of government assistance or funding are required to give and give a minimum of 15% of their contracts to minority or to black or to a woman, you know, woman certified business. And so as Dolores just said, they're waiting for us. You know, they're waiting for the credentials in order for us to earn this money. So it's and these contracts, this even including the government. Government grants must give 10% of those grants to black, not just minorities. We're talking about black owned businesses. And that money defaults and goes back, and they reallocate it when they can't, you know, when we're not there to receive the funds. And this is one of the reasons why I'm so adamant about holding on to and continuing to push entrepreneurship, neighborhood commerce. But there's a way, everything has to be done. You just can't haphazardly do it. And receive the money. There is a process. Yeah. So but the money is out there. Go ahead.
I'm curious too. What happened? And you know, I appreciate the synergy and the conversation. But for learning, you know, I have some relationships and understanding how those stores and restaurants work. If I had a product that I had a tasty taste. Ingredient that nobody had, you know, I guess if you could hire one or two people that was baking for 8 hours at night, I'm curious, you know, if you had, you know, a moderate kitchen that you would be satisfied with for them to cook, what type of inventory could they turn out for you before you turn it over to other people to mass produce? I'm curious. If you had two people working 8 hours and they're making pies all night, how many pies could we make?
Well, typically you can make it depends on the size oven you're using. So if you're using a conventional or a restaurant type oven, if you have one that can hold you can put four cheesecakes in a regular oven, and it takes an hour for them to cook. So if they're doing four cheesecakes an hour and they're baking and they're consistently baking them 24 hours a day, then you're looking at, 96 cheesecakes a day. And that's just with one oven. So if you're using multiple ovens, then you would just multiply those amount of cheesecakes that could be made per day.
I think would that handle the inventory for that community that you live in right there, you know, taking 10, 20 pies into the stores?
Well, right where I in the vicinity that I live in, yes, but it depends on what size and what type of store it is. If it's a grocery store, once again, you know, I mean, say if I'm in Kroger and they're just supplying that one store, then I would say yes. But if it's multiple Kroger, then I would say no, because then the volume would be too heavy for me to handle. So, you know, baking them like that in a retail grocer, no. In a regular local store, yes. But not in a retail store. And I would like to add also, piggyback on something that I think you said. The way it works, when you first of all, these retail grocers, they're not going to give me a contract unless I have a contract manufacturer. So that's something that I would already have to have when I come to them. And then the way the process works is the people who has the financing ready for me, they would give me the money to purchase those cheesecakes from the contract manufacturer in advance. And that's the money that's going to get me going. So they would give me the money that I need to make that initial order, and then Kroger would pay me when they pay me, and then they would get the money that I owe them. And then from that point, I'll be able to place the orders myself.
Absolutely. Beautiful. Dr. Lee.
Thank you so very much, Dolores. This has been great. And we're happy that you're here. And, you know, we're here to help. And God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. So you had asked me earlier to elaborate on my other companies. Just briefly, I would like to say I also have a cosmetic company. I have a skincare line and a makeup line. And that company is called Kiara's Collection. That company also started in December of 2019. I didn't launch it until last year, though. Right now, I'm selling that product on Walmart.com, also on Facebook Marketplace, Instagram Marketplace, and I have my own website as well. And so and that's something that I'm very passionate about because women have – a lot of women – in doing ministry, I had the opportunity to – I was an assistant chaplain at one of our local jails, and I had a pod of women that I would go and minister to. And, you know, women, we go through a lot, and a lot of women have low self-esteem. And so a lot of women, we want to look good on the outside, but we have to also feel good on the inside, you know.
Right.
And so – but you know, if you, the outer appearance is a start, and so a lot of women, because they have low self-esteem, I have found over years, because I was also did Mary Kay for many years, and I've just makeup has just always been a passion of mine since I was a teenager for whatever reason. But my passion is just I love ministering to women, and this is one of my ways that I'm able to minister to them, because when we look good, we do feel good about ourselves. We do.
Yes.
So,
thank you.
And then I'm also an author as well. But my book, I have a book that I wrote titled Healing the Hurts of Yesterday, and I just revised it last year because I wanted to get it classroom ready for the psychology department at the university.
Awesome. So, that's awesome. Yes. Well, thank you so very much. And we will be sharing all this information. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you so much. Okay, for our final for tonight, we're not going to get to everyone, but if you want to get to Jeanette, I think it's Jeanette Snake here. Jeanette,
yes. Can you hear
you
me?
There? Yes, we can.
Yes, I am.
How
Hello?
Are you?
Hi.
Yes.
I am doing
yes.
wonderful.
Tell us
How
about
are you?
You? We're doing well. Thank you.
Before I started, I just wanted to say something about Paula. I've worked with her as her executive assistant, and I've helped her with some IT. And that door decor project is so – I just, when she was talking, I could see it. I could see the vision. I could see it blowing up. It is such a beautiful thing. And I was going to suggest, Paula, because, you know, I also DoorDash and Grubhub, if you could add a sign to say deliver here on that, that would be so awesome. Or pick up here. It is so hard to find people, and they don't turn their lights on. And I'm thinking, wow, if she could put that on there and say, you know, Grubhub here or something, and you could find people, but there's another avenue, Paula, for your door decor. But I've seen her pictures. They are so beautiful, of the different galleries and the different displays she has. I'll definitely have a couple. That's for sure, for throughout the year. So I just wanted to share that about Paula and door decor. For my
Thank
own
you.
Business, you're welcome. My business is My Purse Lady, and it originally started off, lupus had flared, and I was in the hospital for like 3 weeks, a little delirious. But while walking through the hospital, there was this beautiful boutique, and I thought to myself, because I was trying to figure out what I was going through and what I was experiencing, we didn't know what to do in my family. No, we didn't know who to reach out to. We didn't know what to do. So as I navigated through this change of life, I was like, other people need help. Somebody's got to need help. While I was there, there was a gentleman in the hospital, and you all may have heard of this. He was a school teacher. He had been in an accident. He became a paraplegic. And in the black community, his GoFundMe account did not raise any money. It didn't raise anything, and I do believe the man eventually lost his home. And I thought, why do we go through this in the African-American community when we're in trouble or when sickness comes? So I started my business to fund my foundation that I'm going to name after my dad, the Wesley Griffin Foundation, to help dislocated workers, medically dislocated workers. No fault of your own, your situation drastically changed. And there's in our community, there isn't a lot of help, or you don't know where to go to get the help. So I want to be able to provide. If a man is on the TV because he was in an accident, he's going to lose his home, I want to be able to go in there and save his house. I want to be able to go in there and provide him with care. I want to take care of our people. And that's the only reason I started a company, because I am highly employable and I earn good money, but I can't help anybody on my own just making money for me and my family. So that's why I started the Purse Lady.
What is it called again? What is it called?
It's my Purse Lady.
My
to spell purse P-U-R-S-E Lady.
Okay. Or My Purse Lady. Okay.
Yes. But as I got into it, I realized there are a ton of Purse Ladies around. If anything, I should supply to the Purse Lady. But the Purse Lady is a whole woman. So the bag is just the last piece of her ensemble. She needs to feel good about herself, like some of the ladies have said. And one of the issues that I had when the lupus flared is I couldn't wear anything. So with my purses, I also started a skincare line. And I found out my skincare sells way better. When I go to shows or I do different events, it's my skincare that sells. So at this time, I'm like some of the other ladies, I go to Global Empowerment. I have two contract manufacturers. I have one in the U.S. for my exotic line, and then I have one in China for a less exotic line, more simpler body butters and fragrances. And that's where I am at right now. And then I also, of course, because we all have tons of businesses, I have a virtual assistant. I'm doing something like what Darlene is doing, except I call my girls the administrators. Because Arthur Cartwright, he has turned out 7,000 businesses since he's been there. Somebody has to service those businesses. People need help. Some people don't catch on as quickly as others, but they still need help. And they're still smart, and they still can do this. But they can still be entrepreneurs. But like Darlene said, they need help navigating the waters because they don't get it. And God gave me a gift. I get it. So I use that to help people. And that's actually how I met Paula, helping her with her business.
That's awesome. So you're the administrator. Okay.
Yes.
Well, I really like your business to help the medically dislocated people. And that's really, really needed. And how
long has that have you had this business or services?
I started the business back in 2016, but I was still really sick then.
Okay.
And I incorporated in 2018, and it's really just starting now. I've hired my contract manufacturer. One of my biggest problems, though, was I couldn't keep up. So I was making the product because, of course, I couldn't wear anything, so I started making my own product. Well, when the product got popular, I couldn't keep up. So then my customers got really, because I had a nice, I have a nice client base. I do have to bring them back because they got upset with me. I couldn't keep up. I would make the product because I can make a product. I can make about probably 50 units a week. That's not enough. It's nowhere near enough.
Okay.
So that was one of my issues that I. But it's been resolved.
Okay, and that's part of the planning and the having access to resources and building, and we've kind of gone, touched upon those different topics along with Dr. Cannon tonight. And so we definitely understand. Do you have a contact information that you'd like to share? We have about five or six more minutes. And next time we'll get to more people. But you guys, you're all just awesome, and you have got some of the most wonderful services and products. You want to share your contact information?
Yes. My website is www.mypurselady.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a technical issue right now. I got locked out with the authenticator, but it'll be back up in a couple of days. But I can be reached most people. I have an 800 number that I can give out.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
It's 844-400-1006.
Okay.
And I
so that's
am available.
844-400-1006, everybody. Okay, and you are available?
I am available. I take calls anywhere after 10 a.m. If you need either for product, if people need help with their I tell all my clients after 10, you can call because they call, even though they call at 6 a.m.
Okay.
They when they need help, you just said it, when you need help and you need something, you want it right then.
Yes,
but
usually absolutely.
After 10, I'm available all day.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We wish we had a little bit more time, but this has been a full show, and you're certainly very much appreciated, and we thank you, and we're here for you as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions or comments from our co-host? We're going to go back to our back to Paula to kind of wrap it up for tonight. Paula, you want to give your final remarks and thoughts?
Sure,
and we certainly appreciate you so very much for bringing on all these awesome, incredible Black women. And we're wishing you the very best. And here again, Neighborhood Commerce, Dr. Mary Lee Live, our team, we're here for you.
Thank you so much, Dr. Mary Lee. I just want to thank you and your entire team once again for having me. It's been a blast, and congratulations to all the guests here as well as myself. And we're going to continue to stick together and uplift one another. We'll network together, and we'll get it done. We're going to change legacies all over the city and all over the world. Once we bind together, there's strength in numbers. And
no question.
If you guys... Definitely, the more the merrier, and that's all we need to do is uplift one another and not bicker at one another, and we can get so much done. Just love one another as God loved us. So that right there is the recipe for success, if you love as God has loved. And you can do anything through Christ Jesus. That's what I know. Also, one last thing is in order to see the product, you can go to the Facebook page. It is Door Decor LLC.
and you like it and share it, and I will reach out to you with any questions. I also have a blog that Darling and I do. I forgot to mention earlier, we do a blog, and we talk about the experience of patenting, you know, when I started patenting my product and my journey through this whole research and development process and going overseas. We talk about all of the woes, and I give advice on my journey, what I went through, like having a website before I had a an actual product, you know, some of the things you want to, you don't want to do. I was paying for hosting. Right. I didn't even have my prototype yet. So I talk about all the mistakes I made, hopefully save somebody some money and uplift them through the whole copyright process, patent process, and understanding what's doable and what isn't in those arenas. So once again, I thank you guys for your listening ear. And I just like to say I'm so glad that your brother's fine. And I would like to meet him one day. I'd like to share my love on him. I would love to meet him and just touch and agree on his continued healing. Thanks again, Dr. Cannon, Dr. Greg Tatum, and Tatum. I'm sorry, I didn't want to say that wrong, and also Mike Times. I want to thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Paula. We appreciate you, and wish you Godspeed. And we love you, and we know that we're all going to reach our goals and our dreams, and we want to go back to Dr. Tatum, and we're going to ask Dr. Tatum.
All right, another exciting show, Dr. Lee. The nation has to come to the realization that it is the best station in the on the planet, in the world. So as we bring this mighty movement of God to fruition, once again, my hat is off to you, Dr. Lee.
Thank you so much, Dr. Tatum, and I certainly appreciate you. Have a wonderful week. Until next week, I mean, next week is going to be just like really off the chain, as the young people say. It's going to be great. You don't want to miss it. It's that we're beginning the incredible 400 men, and we will do 5 weeks. We just completed tonight 5 weeks of incredible 400 women, and we have more than 400 women in the network, everybody. And so next week, starting with our Cartwright, we're moving on to our incredible 400 men. Okay, Michael. Want to send us off tonight?
Yeah, thank you for that, Dr. Lee. Yeah, once again, you know, another educational and empowering show. Firstly, I want to thank our guests, as always, for joining us tonight and being willing to come on and share their experiences with us, and also for making themselves accessible to our listening audience so they could partake in the conversation as well. I also want to thank the other fellow co-hosts and Dr. Lee especially for putting this whole thing together so we can allow for a platform to facilitate conversations like this within the entrepreneurial context, especially within the context of bringing more socioeconomic opportunity and vitality to the community, the Black community specifically. And hopefully we can facilitate more conversations like this in the future and continue to grow, as well as, you know, hopefully get more people from different fields, different industries to come and share their experiences to better educate and enlighten all of us here. So once again, you know, thank you to Dr. Lita for allowing this platform to exist. And hopefully everyone continues to join us and tune into the show. As Dr. Lee said, next week it's going to be a start of something new, the 400 Incredible Black Men. So until then, you know, this has been Dr. Mary Lee Live. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. And good night.
Peace to the ancestors. Dr. Cornell West. Yes. Peace to the movement. Yes. We came from the bottom. Ever since they got us, we've been going through these problems. 400 years behind, and it's no promise that we gon' never actually be equal, to be honest. It's messed up how they put us in chains, kidnapped our language and changed our names. But when we speak Ebonics, then they call it a shame. They leave us with a couple options, rob or slang. Now we locked up a game. How much can our skin take? We went from slaves to inmates, carrying the weight of the 50 states, working your forms. Black nannies carrying white babies in their arms. Black men sacrifice their lives in your wars, but you'll never never show appreciation here at home. You treat us so damn wrong. You act like you hate my race. The police, they just beat us in the streets like an 808 base. America, when will you defend my case? You never will, cause your freedom is fake. I'm only living here cause I'm wanting to get paid enough to round up all my family and shake.
Get up, get up.
Case scenario, might work till a couple of quirks, can't call it pancakes cause you pour some syrup. It's a whole lot bigger than a pretty new house, especially when the road is still running about. P. Diddy running marathons, racing dough, that's going to the school where the tax money go. Homeland security now, there's a phenomenon, pacifying folks by hanging Saddam. Truth still riding, still obliging, still no Bin Laden. Tuned in waiting for the president's announcements, no 40 acres. Take these 40 ounces. We ain't gon' get on the levees. Revolution televised early.
American,
is you ready?
Why you wanna treat me so cold, America?
Forced to climb and shit and have your back, have you beat and lost your mind, especially when you done been down for so much time. Getting up don't even really ever cross your mind. You got pawn shop, gun shop, liquor store sign, SWAT team, crack fiends, unemployed line. Stay late, dollar short, trying to buy time. What we do to survive is defined as a life of crime. You can't ball, then you forced to grind. If you fall, then you cross the line. And I've been putting in work from 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. This phone call cost a dime. What it made me is one of the relevant, highly intelligent. Brothers not only dealing with the same drugs selling. If I'm a hustler, then what's more American? We all founded on the same thug heritage.
America, why you wanna treat me so cold? America, I done gave you all that I own. America, took me from my mama so young. America, locked me up and gave me your name.
America, 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 you know the black freedom movement. You know we've been trying to redeem the soul of the nation. Even as that nation been trying to render us soulless, so we are our soulful people, the blues people. We've been keeping alive the same banner of democracy. Thank God for those who came before. We shall never forget them at all.